Hello. Thanks for joining us for this word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Xochitl Dixon. I'd like to share how God adjusted my perspective and my attitude in today's reading, Renewed Vision. After a painful minor surgery on my left eye, my doctor recommended a vision test. With confidence, I covered my right eye and read each line on the chart with ease. Covering my left eye, I gasped. How could I not realize I'd been so blind? While adjusting to new glasses and renewed vision, I thought of how daily trials often caused me to be spiritually nearsighted, focusing only on what I could see up close, my pain and ever-changing circumstances. I became blind to the faithfulness of my eternal and unchanging God. With such a limited perspective, hope became an unattainable blur. 1 Samuel 1 tells the story of another woman who failed to recognize God's trustworthiness while focusing on her current anguish, uncertainty, and loss. For years, Hannah had endured childlessness and endless torment from Peninnah, the other wife of her husband, Elkanah. Hannah's husband adored her, but contentment evaded her. One day, she prayed with bitter honesty. When Eli the priest questioned her, she explained her situation. As she left, he prayed that God would grant her request. Though Hannah's situation didn't change immediately, she walked away with confident hope. Her prayer in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 2, reveals a shift in Hannah's focus. Even before her circumstances improved, Hannah's renewed vision changed her perspective and her attitude. She rejoiced in the ongoing presence of God, her rock and everlasting hope. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 10 to 18, and chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly, and she made a vow, saying, "Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. And now I'll read chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." Let's pray. God, there is no one like you. Thank you, Lord. Please help renew our vision, so we can focus on your constant presence and live with an eternal perspective in all circumstances. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.